Tequila drinkers, I'm telling you right now, you might be missing out on something big because this isn't tequila, but it might be actually closer to what tequila used to be. Today, we're going to dive into Doba Mezcal. We're going to take the Assemble, which is a mezcal that is a blended of two different agaves. One of them is agave Mexicano. It's 80%. And the other is 20% of P-A-P-L-O-M-E-T-L. I'm going to guess that's papalomento, but I'm not sure. I'm sure someone will correct me in the comments. So 80-20% blend of those two different agaves. Okay, this isn't your average smoky mezcal. This is Doba Mezcal coming out of San de Anisa, Otepec, Oaxaca, Mexico. Now, what I love about this brand right away is they're incredibly rooted in tradition. I've done a lot of research about them, and their hand-blown glass bottles are amazing. And when you tear off the wax, there's a ribbon underneath it. And one of the things they said is make sure you smell the ribbon. And the smell of wood, smoke, and cedar on this ribbon was really unbelievable. Let's talk about production method a little bit because this is old school. These agaves are cooked for 7 to 9 days in an earthen underground pit. Then they are smashed with a tahona stone. From there, it's all open air fermentation with fibers, and they allow everything to use natural yeast. They let fermentation actually start before they add the water. And this is very small batch copper pot distillation. Old world production method for sure. For those of you that love tequila from the old school world, this may be something that you really enjoy with a little mezcal twist. One thing that I find interesting in the mezcal world is you have this word assemble or ensemble. So that means that it's more than one agave blended together. So this one, Mexicano, or what also is called Rhodacanthia, and the Papalomento, which is also called Petetorum. So those are a couple of different agaves blended together. And that's a huge difference from tequila because tequila can only be made with one, and that's the Blue Weber agave plant. So when you're dealing with mezcal, you can deal with many other agaves, and these different species agaves have many different maturity times. So in most cases, when you're looking outside of the normal espadine, you're looking at 10 years to 20 years to even 30 years for the different types of agaves to mature. So that can drive price point because of the time frame that it takes to grow those agaves. Now remember, they are harvested the same way with a quemadora, with a coa. There's no manufacturing of this. This is all incredibly handmade. Now I'm excited about this because those two different agaves bring two different flavors. Mexicano is known for being a little more of that earthy with some spice notes. And the other one is known for being more floral, more herbaceous with tropical notes. So I've been just sipping on this one a little bit. I've let it open up. I do have two other ones that they've sent me, the Mexicano and the Espadine. We'll break into those a little bit later. All right, let's get this one in the glass. Now, what's amazing to me with this one is I actually can smell this cooked agave fruity smell from a distance. So that really talks about how really aromatic this one is. And I know when you say mezcal, everybody's picturing smoke. And I do pick up a hint or a nose in there of a little bit of smoke or a little bit of an iodine or what my wife would say is Band-Aid flavor. But the smoke is there, but the more you nose through it, the more that smoke becomes a little distance and you pick up more of that agave. And this one is very earthy, but I also pick up like a fruity note. I can't put my finger on it. And then it is very floral, like almost perfume-like floral. Okay, let's dive into the taste. I didn't pour very much because I finished that one, so I guess I won't be doing a second taste. Light smoke, not aggressive. Real cooked agave, both front and center. Like you get all of this like roasted, smoked cooked agave. So you do pick up more of that smoky note with it, but it gives you this roasted taste of the agave. It opens up. There's a lot of peppery spice. There's a real herbal character. And it, in mid palate where you get this like soft, creamy note, I pick up a different fruity note that I picked up in the nose. Part of me wants to say grape. Part of me wants to say plum. So it's definitely like a dark, more of a dark fruit like that. And it's got a really nice flavor to it. There is a really nice earthiness to it too. Earthiness of the well. A water type earthiness, minerality, and a little bit of like, it's hard to say. It's not really like wet earth and it's not like limestone, but it's just like a deep, thick minerality. The finish is long too. It just kind of hangs on. It's a little bit dry. It's a little earthy. And I will say on that back end, you do pick up a little bit more of that, the smoky notes in the finish. When you smell the empty glass, which that's something I've never talked about before, but I always go back and smell what's left in the glass. And in there, I pick up really like a purple grape cooked agave with a little bit of smoke and a little bit of earthiness. So this has a lot going for it. You know, I did that last one. know, even get almost like a cedar note. So this mezcal is so interesting to me. It was very hard for me to start at first because I couldn't get past the smoke. But now that I've learned to kind of taste through that and dig into what's really there, mezcals can open up so many more flavor profiles for you as a tequila enthusiast. So if you're a tequila drinker and you've been avoiding mezcal because of the smoke, this is a great entry point to try. This is a balanced mezcal. It's about agave and tradition. I mean, look at the bottle. I mean, this thing is absolutely beautiful, handmade. It's awesome. And when you are tasting something that has this much flavor and this much quality in the glass, the bottle's worth it. If you've had Doba and you've tried this ensemble and you like it, drop that in the comments for me. If you've tried one of the others, let me know about that. And if you want to see more mezcal content on this channel, please let me know. Maybe I'll dive a little deeper into this world. If you like videos like this about tequila mezcal, please hit the like button, subscribe button, share it with your friends. And thanks for hanging out tonight. Try some mezcal this evening and have a great night. Cheers. Thanks.